The Alberta Federation of Agriculture is holding its AGM January 16th and 17th in Leduc. President Lynn Jacobson says there are three key issues affecting producers, adding it's not too late for producers to get involved.
One really important issue is probably for the last 4 years we've been working on plant breeders' rights and how that is going to affect people and research into seed production and distribution as we go down the road. Other one is Grain Commission, and they're going to open up the Canadian Grain Act this year. So there's going to be some anticipated changes to the Grain Act and how the CGC operates. And then grain transportation and the new announcement basically from the Alberta government that they're buying 7,000 rail cars and engines and how that may affect grain transportation or transportation of other goods on the railway.
So a good time for producers to learn about these issues and perhaps provide some input?
Especially on the plant breeders' rights at this point in time. It's a pressing issue to a certain degree. This year is going to be the deciding year because 2020 is when they want to change the legislation or enact new legislation. The seed sector has basically come up with two alternatives that they're promoting at this point in time, which is endpoint royalties or trailing royalty. And I would encourage people to research that subject a little bit more, and they can on AAFC's website. That's a real important issue on what's going to happen on seed production and how it's going to affect producers in the future.
What else is going to be happening at your AGM, Lynn?
We're going to have the Ag Minister is going to come in and address, and he's going to be open to all types of questions, and I would imagine there's going to be quite a few. And there's other issues that are coming up, and we look forward to all our members and all the people at the meeting, you know, introducing whatever subjects they would like to talk about. It's going to be an interesting time, and I think this is one opportunity that producers have when I have a chance to say exactly how this plant breeders' rights is going to unfold over this year. If they don't speak up, I would say producers are just going to have to live with what has been decided by the rest of the industry or a small part of the industry.
For more information on the Alberta Federation of Agriculture's AGM, go to afaonline.ca.